Okay. Again, this is our last share before the break, so we'll try to get through what we can. And then when we pick up afterwards, again, we'll speak a little more just about the relationship between Eidos Pikadon and Bitui, the Sugan Kapei, which we're not going to be able to do. And then we're going to go straight from the issues of Ru'i and Lahaid, the Psal Eidos Abisha, the status of Melech and Kohen Gadol in Eidos and in Shuas Eidos, and a little bit filling in some of the, you know, some of the small points, small point, but there's some of the side issues that come up in the Shakamataria between Lamed Amud Aleph and Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, which is basically the area that we've been discussing. So before we do that, so let's just finish up our discussion of the Piatzmo and Piacherim as best as we can. So the we've been discussing this relationship, basically whether or not there is a discrepancy between the Piatzmo and the Piacherim. And in terms of the basic question is, if we are these just two methods of creating a shvuah, or really are they two different mechayim? We'll call, according to the first perspective, we're talking about two different ways of creating a status of nijba, we'll call it, or shvuah. And the question is, you know, if there are any discrepancies, then you would, I'll put it this way, if that's what's happening, you would be likely to find less nafkamina between them, because they're both really part of the same din, right? The din of shvuah, nijba. At the same time, you still might find some small differences just to account for how you get that shvuah off the ground. In other words, say, when you're nijba, you're piatzmo, so there's a natural status of nijba. And when it's mipiacherim, including, by the way, the question about the yasamein, possibly, if it isn't pure ditto, but we discussed yesterday. So then the problem is that even nijba? So maybe there would still possibly be some nafkamina between the piatzmo and piacherim, but those would all be attributed to what we'll call the tziruf problem. That's how are you able to associate him with a hafla, with a bitui, right, if he isn't articulating, isn't initiating, and isn't articulating. So you've got, there are two problems, really, right? You've got to somehow connect him to the words, number one, and in such a way that, you know, that the minimum requirement of the integrity of the Shmua, right, is then going to be connected to him as a nijba. And that might require, you know, a little bit of overcompensation, both for the tziruf part and for the turning it, the words into a nijba part. But the other possibility is much more intriguing, and that is that mipiacherim is never nijba, but mipiacherim is a hashba'a, meaning he's connected to the language of Yeshua, and there's a din of hashba'a. Then you would expect that there would be more nafkamina between the piatzmo and piacherim, not just by the way of how you compensate, that's how you kind of get to nijba, but because nijba and responding to someone else's hashba'a is, or rather, two different things. And this language of hashba'a is very acute in the Rambam. In particular, as we noted, in light of the Rimigash, you know, you could ask whether piatzmo isn't also kind of, whether amen after the piacherim isn't also kind of hashba'a, and so on. Okay, so far as this is concerned, we have Rameir and the Chachamim, which we've discussed. We have to still discuss more, especially on the Pekadon side, but we're not going to be able to do that more right now. According to many Rishonim, this we discussed yesterday, according to Tosis, according to the Ravid, etc., once we settle Rameir and the Chachamim, there should be no differences, you know, between them. And what we saw is that that isn't entirely true according to all Rishonim. Number one, there's the Rajma and Baba Kama, Daf Nun Vav, right, who continues to distinguish between the Piacherim and the Piatzmo, even presumably within the psak of the Chachamim, regarding, again, the question of you know, whether or not implicit in carbon shuas edus there's a kibbutzida that we discussed already. There's the Rimigash, whose shita we discussed, the Rambam, whose shita we discussed, and now we're in the middle of discussing Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam makes a distinction in terms of Shem Hashem between the Piacherim and the Piasmo. Again, that's another good example, as is, you know, Shvua Bifnei Bezdin and the other things that the Rambam and Rimigash speak about. Are these compensating factors? In other words, because it's a Shem Hashem, so, you know, even the tziruf to a shvua b'shem Hashem constitutes, you know, a nishba, that it imposes a greater responsibility. Or is it really a din that, you know, for a shvua, for being nishba, you don't need Shem Hashem, but for being chayiv when somebody else is mashbia you, that has to be a chil Shem Hashem. Say again? And Malchus. So we'll get to that in just a second. That's the Raivit also in Perek Beis, right? Which we'll get to in just a second. And there's also Raivit, by the way, we'll get to it later, but the Raivit in the Hasagos al Arif, right at the end of Shuas Eidus, something along similar lines.
Were they all the same Raivit?
Same person? Yeah, the Raivit al the Raivit of the in Yad Chazaka, the Raivit of the Hasagos al Arif is the same person. He also had a father-in-law, Rabbi the you know Rav Abezdin, who he sometimes called the Rabbi Avad, who sometimes gets mixed up with the Raivit, especially since you know he sometimes shares shitos with him, like you know a good son-in-law and father-in-law might. You know, look at the Bach and the Taz, and you know other great examples of this. Yeah, but these are the same person. It doesn't mean it's the same shita always. I should add that the Raivid was a very, this is not for now, but the Raivid, I wouldn't say was fickle, because he wasn't fickle, but the Raivid was very creative, and he reassessed and sometimes radically changed his mind about certain things, you know, in his different writings. But either way, where they are consistent, you know, a person can be creative and change his mind, and that doesn't mean that there isn't some benefit in looking for consistency in his position. More often than not, people who have a strong conviction and a very particular, you know, singular position on something, which comes out of conviction, you know, they hold tight to that because, you know, they came up with it for a certain reason. Or the differences are the nuances and so on. But that's, again, more of a characterization of the Rishon. In terms of us, we'll get to this in just a second. There are different shitos. Well, we'll just talk about it for a minute. There are different shitos about Shem Hashem. And mostly we'll talk about the broader issues of Shem Hashem when we get to Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav, because there, you know, we get to really pin it down much, much better. Namely, we're talking now about one issue, and that is, do you need Shem Hashem in a Shvua? But the question of Shem Hashem comes up in other contexts too, right? A Kalel and all sorts of different, you know, a Megadev, a Kalel, the requirements of Shem Hashem in a Mikdash. So the exact, you know, what is Shem Hashem? When do you need Shem Furash? When do you need, you know, Shem Hoshen of Nimchakim or Shem Adnus? You know, Lokashim Sheni Nikra Ani Nichtav. This is, you know, something that awaits us in the future, a very exciting topic, right? What are the breakdown? What are the different Shemos Hashem? And when do you require these different levels? And what does that say about, you know, a whole host of related categories in halacha? But just to be, to, you know, take a brief foray into it for the moment, is just what about Shavua, Achi of Shavua, the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, basically. You know, there's what about Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos Shav, Shavuos Hapikadon, Shavuos Eidos. Do you need Shem Hashem there or not? So what we know is that there is a, there are mixed signals or evidence in the Talmudic evidence, you could say. The strongest evidence that you require Shem Hashem in the Shavua is from Shavuos Eidos and from the sugyas in the end of the parak. That's what the Ron points out. If we can get the Ron open for a minute. The Ramban addresses it at the end of the parak. The Ron in the Darim famously discusses that stira. That's the stira, or that's the issue that Rabbeinu Tam is apparently contending with. Yeah, thank you. Meaning, the sugya at the beginning of the Darim sounds like you don't need Shem Hashem, you know, that any kiddui of a neder would be sufficient, or kiddui of a shvuah would be sufficient, thank you very much. But the Gemara in the end of Shmos Eidos seems like Rabbi Hanina certainly seems like that Allah requires or implies Shem Hashem. And the question is, how do you navigate between the different sukkahs? Yeah, I didn't say anything yet, but yeah.
No, how does saying that Kinoi Veshuah works, precluding or not requiring Shem Hashem? That just, all Kinoi means is that instead of the word Shuah, you use like something like Shavusa.
Right, so I mean, some people suggest that to answer that. I mean, maybe that's what the rabbi would say. But clearly, some of the Rishonim thought that when you say kol kinuyei nedarim or kinuyei shavuos, that it didn't just mean a kinuy for the... But that's any... If you use that term, that is sufficient. So you don't need to use the term neder or shavua. And by extension, you don't need Shem Hashem either. In other words, I guess the assumption is that if you needed Shem Hashem, then it would be obvious that the kinuy of shavua or neder would certainly work because you have Shem Hashem there. But in Achanabi, some Farshim say that.
Also quotes Yitzhak Levirzo, Truth.
What's that?
Which Rabbi Yitzhak quotes as another proof, I guess, against needing Shem Hashem,
right.
Which is just Shavu Shalom Achalti. So why is that a kinoy issue also? If Rabbi Yitzhak learned.
I think he's just pointing out that you know, it doesn't seem like you need Shem Hashem. I don't think it's a.
From what? Is it Shavu Shalom Achalti? Shavu Shalom Achalti?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't appear like that. That's
because the word change is not in the Mishnah.
Yeah, in the Nusach.
But it's not in the Nusach in Shavuos or Shavuos Eidos.
Right, but the Gemara, I think that what they're saying is that the Rabbi Hanina says very clearly that that's included in Allah. And the Torah says, V'shava kal Allah. Once Rabbi Hanina says that, so then you have the strong association, you have a clear association that you need to shave the Shavuah. But in other Shavuos, we don't have, not for the Pesukim and not in the cases, any indication. But we'll get back to it when we talk more about it. I just want to point out that there is mixed evidence. Right? So, again, the Ramban and the Ran, the Ramban in Shavuos Eidos and the Ran in the Darim, you know, come to the conclusion that really it's a machlokas from Chanina. You know, and other mandamrim, even in Shavuos Eidos. So there's a daya that you need, Shem Hashem in Shavuos Eidos. But we don't pasuk in that way. So basically, you don't need Shem Hashem anywhere. That is the conclusion of the Ramban and the Ran. The Rambam, who has the Rambam open in Perek Beis, as we've seen already, doesn't accept this view. The Rambam goes the other way. Right? And we'll possibly say some of the things that you just said. Meaning you have to read the language of Mishnayos and Gemara, what's not written, in light of what is established. The Rambam says, Perek Beis, Halacha, Aleph, Echad Adishba, Achas Mi'arba, Mine, Shuo, Selo, Piatu, Echad Pi, Acherim, Ba'na Amen, Afilushbi, Agoy, Okata, Ba'na Amen, Chayim, and so on. Yeah, then he continues what we discussed yesterday, that it's not only Amen, it's even Hain. We talked about the Bach and all of that. In the same halacha, he has Bechem Kokiyotim, Ezeb Becholoshon, Hareza Kenishba Lechol Davar, Bein Lechai Bamalkus, Bein Lechai Bokarban. He's talking across both Dinim. And then he says, Echad Nishba Ushushbi Acher B'Shem HaMiyuchad, right? O Be'echad Min HaKinuyin, Kagon B'Mishashmo Chanon, B'Mishashmo Rachum, B'mishishmar chapayim, right? So it's like the yud gimel, you know, midas harachamim, right? Ukiyotza behen b'chol lashon, harizu shvua gemura. Chayin Allah v'arur is a shvua who she yizkar shem el hashemos, o kinu min hakinuyim. Then it goes on, v'chayin b'shar minei shvuas. So the Rambam shita is that you do require shem Hashem in the various shvuas, and again, since he's coming on arba minei shvuas, right, it applies to all. He's very explicit about this also in Shavuos Eidos, right, in Perek Tes, Halacha, Yud Aleph. Echad hamashbi'a Eidah b'shvua, o sh'omar lahen, mitzava di alechem b'shvua osrachem ani b'shvua on her elu chayavim v'hu shiash b'yem b'shem o b'kinu min ha'kinuyim kamo shebiyarnu. The kamo shebiyarnu is perek beis, halacha beis. So unlike the Ramban and the Rad, who conclude that even shvuas ha'edus and shvuas ha'pikadon mipi acherim, let's say, do not require a shame, the Rambam holds that all these shvuos require shem Hashem. The Ravid, as you correctly just pointed out, right, takes a middle stance. So what is the Ravid's view? Here in Hilchos Shavuos, the Ravid says, somebody have it?
Yeah.
Azriel, you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, Rav Lonus Chavaretzli, go ahead. Or base, right? Yeah. Omer Avram lo mechaver etzli davar zeh. Shlomo, go ahead.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the Rive first are two very, really interesting chilukim that the Rive makes. The world zeroes in on the second one, namely that you violate the Isser and you bring a karban even without Shem Hashem, even without Shem Hashem. Right, but the but for Malkus, for that you require lo sishbu b'shmi lashaker lo sisa shem Hashem alokecha lashav. So that requires shem Hashem. The other chiluk is not registering; doesn't register or stir so much, you know, in discussions. At least my impression, but it's very important, namely the difference between shvuas bitui and shvuas ha'edus and shvuas ha'pikado. It's also interesting that Shuas HaPikadon gets thrown in with Shuas HaEdos, even though the real source is Shuas HaEdos. Right? So, regarding the Ravid's Chiluk, let's say, of Malkus and Korban, it could very well be that one of two things. Either it's a shear in the acuteness of the Shua, right? And, you know, whether or not you know, it's more acute when there's a Shem Hashem. That's a quantitative point, the difference of Malkus. But I think more likely, and this is kind of what the Ravid says in the Hatzagas Harif that I mentioned, and Rav Belbel, by the way, in the Kiddushi HaGriz, picks up on this, that is that maybe what the Ravid really has in mind, and again, this is an issue which we'll talk about more fully later in the parak of Mabed Hay, that maybe the Mechayiv of Malkus isn't the Maisa Shvua, it's the Zilzul Shem Hashem. So a Shvua per se, the Mechayiv of Shvua doesn't require Shem Hashem. But the Mechayiv of Zilzul Shem Hashem requires Shem Hashem, or a Kinui. And that's exactly what is Koveya in the Malkus of Shem, Lo Sis Hashem, Hashem, Lo Kacha, Lashav, and Lo Sishbu Bishmi, Lashaker. That's an interesting question because, again, just to whet your appetites, you might say that this issue, namely the mechayiv of zilzul Hashem or chilul Hashem, as opposed to the hagdara of a ma'isa shvua, let's say, as a level of commitment that you're held and bound to, or that if you lie about, you know, that's a particularly, you know, terrible lie, you might be mechalik between different levels of shemos also. In other words, why sometimes you need shema before Rosh, and sometimes, you know, shemos shenem nimchakim, and other times kinuyim, right? The reference to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you get through a kinuy, right? But there's a hierarchy of, you know, of invoking and being mechalo and mezalzel Shev Hashem, right? This idea of Shev Ki Shev Hashem Ekra, we've talked about it. You know, Havu Godel Elokeinu, the pasuk we just read in Hazinu, which according to the Gemara, Brachas Chafal from Nalev, is the mokar for Birkas HaTorah, which the Rabban in Sefer Mitzvos counts as a din doraisa, as a separate din. I always like to connect it to the Rabban's Hagdama, which is Perish Al HaTorah, Shmosam Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's what he means. But the idea is that Shemos Hashem, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, the idea of Shem Hashem, either something that animates or gives greater meaning to a context, or we're invoking Shem Hashem. It's almost like a certain confrontation that you have, it's a way of being Lifnei Hashem when you're Korei Shem Hashem. So either on the relationship level, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, or on the Zilzul Hashem, you know, it's possible that the particular shame, you know, that you're using matters, right? We talk about the Mikdash as a place, you know, where L'shaken Shemo Shem. Like, Shem Hashem is sometimes used interchangeably, and Uklis does this all the time. When we talk about L'shaken Shemo Shem, so he talks about, you know, the Hashras Hashkina, essentially. So what is the significance? Again, I'll talk much more about it when we get to Lamed Hey. What is the significance of Shem Hashem? The answer is it's multiple, and therefore, you know, you might need it in some places and not in other places, and you might need a different level, you know, of Shem Hashem, depending on what it is that we're talking about. If we're talking about Hashras Hashchina, if we're talking about, as I say, you know, a way of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you relate to people by using their names, or we're talking about Zilzul Shemo and the Koach of Shem Hashem. These are all different things. But in any case, according to the Ravid, we're Mechalik with regard to Malkus and Korban, and that's what it sounds like. In the Asagos al Arif, it sounds like Zilzul Shem Hashem is the Mechayim. I say the Chidushi Agriz, he quotes that Asagos Arif, Haravid rather, and understood it that way as well. But the Chiluk between Shuas HaEdus and Shuas HaPikadon and other Shavuos then looms very large. In other words, we're equating the Chi of Malkus with, you know, Shuas HaEdus and Shuas HaPikadon. It's hard to know, is it the same halacha or not? Are we saying, therefore, that Shuas HaEdus and Shuas HaPikadon, the Mechayim and Zilzul Hashem in this context? Or are there two separate dinim? Meaning one is about overcompensation, right? And the other, right, is about Zilzul Shem Hashem. In other words, if you want to consider Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEdus as Shavuoses, for the chomer of Shavua, let's say to figure in to generate the additional onshim and karbanos beyond the gezel of pikadon and the kvishas edus of the edus, and that requires Shem Hashem.
Why do you need a special pasuk for Shavua? Every Shavua second is
overdosed. Why do you need a the separate pasuk is Allah? You mean the Allah?
Every time you overdose, you say Shem Hashem on the
Shavua. If you have Shem Hashem.
So.
Oh, you mean you're asking, do you have that also in Shavuos HaEdus? So we'll get to that.
Why do I need it?
The question is even before you talk about why you need it. What do you mean, what do you need it for?
If I swim falsely, then why am I Machai for Shavua? Am I Machai already for the
position? Because there are two different issues. There are two different issues. The question is, are you even Chai of that? We'll get to soon. Do you violate Lo Sishbu B'Shmila Shaker in Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEdus? That's one of the things I wanted you to look at for today. No, that's because Shema Kevel Kechel Hashav is a very specific. Al Eben Shu Eben, Al Eben Shu Eid, Sadej Belabat Al Samitzvah. Where to begin with, the whole point of the Shu is that it's a meaningless Shvua. So to say there, it isn't the Shvua, it's the Zilzul Shema Shem, you know, because what's wrong with saying the truth? Al Amud Shu Amud Al Eben Shu Eben. The answer is it's a zilzul Shem Hashem to say something It's completely superfluous and gratuitous and so on. By the way, it's the Matsarasko, right? To say something that is so obviously wrong isn't about wrong, it's about making a mockery of Shem Hashem. And to say something that is so self-evident is a mockery of Shem Hashem. But, so we'll get back to that. So, I just want to point out that for the Raavad, Eidos and Pikadon really stand out. And the difference between them and Shavuos Bitui stands out. There's still a question why you wouldn't say, if you do a Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos Bitui, believe Shem Hashem, according to the Raavad, do you at least violate Shavuos Bitui? That's the Chafayim and Beisuga, which we'll touch on a little bit today, but we still have to talk more. And if so, if not, why in other words, the obvious thing would be that, you know, especially Mipiatzmo, that you did two things at the same time, right? You were Nijba Lashaker, right? And since it's also a very particular or specialized Shavuos Sheker, or maybe a better way to say it is either it's a specialized Shavuos Sheker or it's a Mechayev of the Hefsed Mamon or the Gezel or the Kvishas Eidos Al Yedei Shavua, using a Shavua, you know, egregiously to accomplish that other goal. So, fine, there are two days, but why should that eclipse right Shavuos Bitui? If it does, that's a question we still have to discuss. So either way, in light of the Raavad, Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPikadon may merge, right, as a different mechayev. If it's again Hefsed Mamon Kvishas Eidos Gezel Al Yedei Shavua, maybe that Al Yedei should mean a Shavua per se doesn't require Shem Hashem, right? But either the specialized Shavua or the Choshen Mishpat Mechayev Al Yedei Shavuos Sheker, that requires Shem Hashem, or maybe Zilzul Shem Hashem. Again, I'm not sure whether the Raavad thinks it's the same halacha, you know, for Malkus and for the other two, or it doesn't really matter so much. I mean, it would be interesting. But obviously, Eidos and Pikadon emerge clearly. Now, again, you could have said only Eidos, because that's where the real evidence is, and not Pikadon. That would work very well, right, if especially, again, Mipiatzmo, as we know, is the prime, is a more prominent, you know, classic case of Pikadon, and Mipiacherim is a more classic case, in a way, the case of the Torah, of Shabakal Allah, of Shavuos Eidos. So the idea that Shem Hashem is required only in a specialized Shavua, right? It needs either for overcompensation or for the different mechayiv. It makes perfect sense to distinguish between Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPikadon, right? Along the lines that we discussed yesterday. Not in the direction necessarily that Reb Chaim understood it in the Rambam, but what I'm suggesting in the Rambam. So we will get back to that point. I'm just pointing out that once you're saying what the Raavad is saying, which is that the evidence of the Sugya is all true, namely Bitui no and Eidos yes. So then, Eidos and Pikadon, maybe Pikadon goes with Bitui. That's a pashut. Okay, then we discussed, yeah.
It also says Shonim and the Bach also are mechalik between Bitui and Eidos and Pikadon, on the other hand, within Rabbeinu Tam. I think Rabbeinu Tam's
yeah. is between Yeah, in some and forms, Rabbeinu Tam, but that's still Mipiacherim, right?
No.
Oh,
Bach learns that Mipiacherim really means that a Shavu, which is imposed on you, Bal Korchecha, as opposed to Bitui, which is Birtzoncha.
So whether it's, how does the language that go?
I don't have the Bach with me. But
who has that?
The Bach and the Tosfos Hashonim.
In?
The Bach in Yerodei and the Tosfos Hashonim on the Gemara in the Dorn.
And again, so they say that the distinction is between
those all Shavuos, which are imposed on Yuval Korchecha, which includes Pikadon and Eidos, as opposed to those Shavuos which are Birtzoncha, like Shavuos Bitui.
That's a chiluk.
Yeah.
And they don't mean by that that it's limited to Mipiacherim.
I don't think so.
So how is Mipiatzmo?
The has a little bit of
because the Tviya, but it is a Tviya in Eidos, but there's no Tviya in Pikadon.
There's a Tviya. The guy has to say, give me back my Pikadon.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know if I'd call that a... Okay. I hear what you're saying. Good. So that's another distinction then. But then, again, is it overcompensation, or is it... it sounds like they think it's... overcompensation. Because it's imposed, so... Right. I would say the fact that these are shvuos that are imposed already establishes that it isn't about the sheker per se. Right? It's the ability to impose them highlights the choshen mishpat aspect, and that in turn is what requires, you know, not a classical shvua, but, you know, invoking Shem Hashem for this dastardly choshen mishpat, you know, plot of yours. Okay, then let me look at it. I didn't see that. Okay. The Netziv, as we discussed yesterday, talks about yados, and also talks about whether you need a limud or it's obvious about the distinction between Lashon HaKodesh and Shar Lashon. He suggests that that too is a difference between Mipiatzmo and Mipiacherin. The question is whether or not the Ha'ara of the Netziv, which is something which we could, you know, invoke and go further with it. Just as for the Ravid, and you're telling me also the Tosfos Shanim and others, there's a distinction between Shvuos Eidus and Shvuos HaPikadon as opposed to Bitui, and I'm suggesting maybe only Shvuos Eidus as opposed to Pikadon and Bitui. Right? So too, the evidence about Yados and Lashon HaKodesh, instead of taking it just as the Netziv does, as a distinction between the Piatzmo and the Piacherin, maybe you could make that a distinction between Shvuos Eidus, well, certainly the Kalashon is Shvuos Eidus and Shvuos HaPikadon, as opposed to Bitui. Because in Bitui, it's clear and obvious that you don't need Lashon HaKodesh, and you need a Mishnah to tell you that that's the true as well for Eidus and Pikadon. So the Netziv thinks, yeah, in the case of what's unique about the Mipiacherin. And I'm suggesting maybe even their Mipiatzmo might be different. And Huadin Legabe Yodos. Okay. The Ksos, in Simen Tzadivav Siv Gimel, Siv Katan Gimel, anybody see it? Got a chance? That's fine, saw it? What did he say there? Also distinguishes between Mipiatzmo and Piacherin, right? Or it sounds like it. What? Towards that guy. In other words, it'd be piacherim. You have the language? Then it's basically, he says, it'd be piacherim. You have to basically, the imposed shvua has to be tavo v'toyiduni, you know, come and support, you know, my financial interest. It can't be just come, I hereby demand that you come and testify. No, you need to be pia toveya in Korban Shavuos Eidus. We know that. The question is, you just need to be pia toveya, or you also need that the tviya, right, outline the stakes and the toelis for him. I insist you come, right, because you know evidence. You know, I'm a justice-seeking man. It also helps me. But or I insist you come as your obligation to me. You have it?
Yeah. On the Rashi, this one,
So it sounds like this, he is mechalek, right, between the piatzmo and piachay, right? So again, is that because in order to turn a, you know, responder into a nishba, right, the mitzaref and the mechayev has to be clear that it's, you know, the benefit, the kol yisrael arevim zelazeh has to be, you know, expressed, let's say, or the tziruf, to my words, require that. Maybe. It makes a lot more sense to say that the Shuas Eidos Bipiachera the Mechayev is Hefzed Mamon, and that has to be expressed in the Tviya. Mashein Kein Bipiatzmo, it's a classical Shvua, so he just has to lie in court. So that's an interesting distinction. And he himself suggests that Huadin, right, Bipikado. But as we discussed, if Bipiachirim, right, is the natural state of Shvus Eidos and not of Pikadon, and especially in light of the way we even talked about the Rambam, right? How Mipiacherim, you know, in Pikadon is like Abe, right? Which he certainly doesn't say in Shvus Eidos, right? And again, for the reason, same reason. In other words, Dunbina, Bukamatra, Dunbina, you know, Umbina, meaning at the end of the day, there is Mipiacherim in Pikadon, and there's Mipiatzmo in Eidos. But that doesn't mean, right, that where they came from, you know, isn't important even for the Chachamim, never mind Rav Meir. And it doesn't mean that, you know, there aren't two different Mechayvim, or emphasis in the Mechayvim. So, if the definition of the Piacherim, in terms of the Tviya, applies in a certain way in Shvus Eidos, doesn't necessarily mean that it applies that way in Shvus Pikadon. Okay? So that's something to think about. Do you violate, before we get to that, is there a psil rasha for somebody who is in violation of a shvua mipi acherim? Right? So that is the discussion of the tumim, right? Quoted by Tosas Rabbi Kveger. What's that? Yeah, quoted in Tosas Rabbi Kveger also. That mujba mipi acherim, even though you violate korban shvua sa'edos, but there's no shame rasha. So again, if that's a hashba'a rather than a nishba, that makes sense. But the truth is that that is part of a much bigger issue, not just the shame or the psul of Russia. Maybe there's a more basic question, and that is, do you violate lo sishbu b'shmi la shaker or not? But here, we really have to discuss two different questions. Right? One is, again, you know, because we're talking about Mipiacherim and Mipiatzma, but what I'm trying to bring out, agav, is that some of the distinctions could be across the board, you know, between Shvus Eidos and Shvus Bitui, or Shvus Eidos and Pikadon and Bitui, or Shvus Eidos versus Pikadon and Bitui, right? So we've seen that with regard to Shem Hashem. We've seen it with regard to Yodos and Lashon HaKodesh. And, you know, we could ask the same question about the Psul Rasha, the Tumim question, and also, and especially, whether you violate other Isurim. Right. So, let's take each one very quickly. Take Shvus HaPikadon. What do you violate in Shvus HaPikadon? Eitan? In Psukim, in, you could say, Parshas Kedoshim. You certainly violate what? When somebody says to you, you have my object, you're stealing my object. And you deny it. I never got it, I gave it back, it's not your object, whatever it is. So first thing is you violate Gzela, and by denying it, also another law of the Torah, that's Gezel for sure. And what else? What? What Pasuk in Kedoshim? What's that? Lo techachashu, right? Well, how does the pasuk go? Who's the? Yeah, and then what comes after that pasuk? Lo techachru, right? Ish bamiso. So if you, the way Chazal understand it, this is a sugya in Bava Kama also on Kuf Chesed days, that when you lie to him, that was the shua. Right? He says to you, you owe me, you know, you have my $100, and he lies about it. So you buy it's lo sechach shu. You have it there, Dady?
Oh,
by the way, isn't that interesting? I mean, they're all together. Again, one more time. Lo sechach hashu. Then comes lo sishakru ish.
Lo signogu.
Yeah.
Lo sishakru.
Sishakru.
Lo sishakru. Ish bamizel.
Right. And then? And then comes lo tishbu bila shaker. Keep going. Yeah, so v'chilalta shem Hashem Elokecha, what does that go on? Right, the Ravid will tell you that v'chilalta shem Hashem Elokecha is a din lo sishbu b'shmi, right, la shaker and the Malkas, and zilzul shem Hashem. Others will say, no, it goes on a broader idea. But shva sheker. Anyways, the point is all those psukim. So you violate hakchosh apart when you lie, right? When you lie in the context of a shvua, you violate lo sishakru ish bamiso. But what about lo sishbu b'shmi la shaker? Do you violate that in shvua sabikado? And what do you violate in shvua sa'edos? Do you violate well, I guess the only one you could really violate is lo sishbu b'shmi la shaker. Right? Because lo tishakru ish bamiso, you know, seems to be related to the Geneva case. But lo sishbu b'shmi la shaker is something that applies more widely to Shua's Bitui. So what is the halacha in Shua's, what is the azhara, let's say, in Shua's Apikadon and in Shua's Eidos? Are they the same or different? So this becomes an interesting way to figure out, again, how much Bitui is there in these things, right? And also to raise the question whether or not we might not distinguish between Mipi Atzmo and Mipi Acherim. Again, for Shavua, you know, the idea that you would violate Lo Sishbu B'Shmi La Shaker is very, very reasonable. For a Hashba'a, or a Tziruf to someone else's Shavua, it's not so obvious. Yeah. So, again, this, the Gemara Shavua Staf Chafalafon Beis talks about Lo Sishbu B'Shmi La Shaker. For Shua's Bitui. The Gemara Bava Kama Kufches speaks about Lotashakru Ishba Miso, right, when it comes to Shua's Apikadon. What's really the story? So do you violate Lo Sishbu also in Pikadon, and do you violate anything in Eidos? So what is the story? What's the evidence? Micha? You get a chance to look at it? No? Moshe? Avrami? Yosha David. You get a chance? Liad? Oh, my, that was practically a shutout. Yossi.
I saw a little bit of the beginning.
What?
I saw a little bit. So the Rambam said, I saw a Sapi Kadon, he said there comes to no Sakshu. Also, you can
have. He says you violate Lot Sakshu. Go ahead. That's clear. That's not controversial.
No.
Yeah. What? But what else do you violate? According to the Rambam, do you violate losish? That in Shuas Apikado that you violate losachachashu is clear. That you violate losishbu b'shmila shaker. That's what it's said about. The question only is, what about losishbu b'shmila shaker? So, what does the Rambam say in Sefer Mitzvahs? What's the number? What is it? Reish Ben Tes? Yeah, you have it, Liad. Go ahead. Good.
No,
yeah, loading it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't really say that in the Gemara. Not clearly. So the Rambam takes a stand. He says Shavuos HaBikadon includes in Sefer Mitzvos three Isurim. Lo Sechachashu, that's obvious. Lo Seshakru Ish Bamiso, that is also obvious with regard to Shavuos HaBikadon. And also Lo Sishbu Bishmi LaShaker. However, and by the way, that's what the Chinuch does. The Chinuch is just taking a cue from the Rambam. The Chinuch in, what is it, Reish Chav Vav? Anybody have that? I have it. Right, Sefer Chinuch just copies the Rambam at that point. That you violate all three. What did I say? Reish? Is it Reish Chav Vav? And I gave it to you yesterday, right? Yeah. Shaloli Shaba al Kfiras Mamon, Shalonishba al Hakhasha, Shanem Velo to Shakru. Quotes a Sifra. Over Bishne Lavin, Bishum Velo to Shakru Bishmila Shaker, Ubishum Velo to Shakru Ishba Misa. However, if you look at the Rambam, I told you to look at that, right? In Hilchos Shavuos, what does he say there? Perek Aleph. Is it Perek Aleph or Perek Beis? Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches. Right? Shavuos HaBikadon Ketzad. Kol mi sheyesh mamun chayer biyado mei bikadon mei b'liyuvel mei shagazo shashko omatza aveda v'lo tzir kiyotza v'tova mamun. Sheyesh lo biyado v'kafar areza over b'lo sase shenemer lo t'kachashu zuazor l'kfiras mamun vein lokin alav zeh. We'll get to that. V'imnish balo al sheker al mamun shekafar b'hareza over b'lav aker v'al zeh nemer lo t'shakru ish b'abiso zuazor l'nish bal kfiras mamun u'shua zu hi anikra shua sabikado. What's missing? Lo sishbu b'shmila shaker. So the Nosa Caleb understood this, or they at least discuss it. And what about Shavuos Eidos according to the Rambam? Do you violate Lo Sishbu B'Shmila Shaker in Shavuos Eidos? Shavuos Eidos Ketzad, Halacha Yudeis. Ha'edim Sheyadu Eidos Mamon Tva'am Bala Eidos Lahayin Lo. The Kafr Be'edusam V'Lahayidu V'Nishba Shein Yodu Bala Eidos. Zuri Nekar Shavuos Eidos. Kayvan Al Shavuos Ukovered Al Biyored. Ben Shem Zidim Ben Shem Shogigin. V'lo Nemar Benelam. And so on. Not a word about Lo Sishbu B'Shmi L'Shaker. Also in Sefer Mitzvos, that's absent. So, again, Sefer Mitzvos and Sefer Achinuch say that you violate both in Shavuos HaPikadon. Right? The Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Shavuos drops Lo Sishbu B'Shmi L'Shaker in Pikadon, has nothing in Eidos. In both cases, have nothing in Eidos. By the way, just to fill out the Rishonim wise, anybody get a chance to look at the Smag? No? I told you, I didn't tell it to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So make sure that. Okay. So the Smag, remarkably enough, on Pikadon Lo Sechachashu Velo Teshakru Ish Mamiso, he mentions nothing of Lo Sishbu B'Shmi L'Shaker. But when it comes to Shavuos Eidos Azharasa B'Klal Lo Tishbu B'Shmi L'Shaker. So unlike the Rambam and the Chinuch, right, to Rambam Sefer Mitzvos of the Chinuch, who have Lo Tishbu'u also in Pikadon alongside Lo Teshakru, the Smag has Lo Tishbu only in Eidos. Whereas the Rambam, all over the place, has nothing in Eidos. Ah. Okay, so what's going on here? What are we going to say about all this? So the Mishal Melech, yeah.
Doesn't Rambam just cover it earlier in the Perek? Because the Melech of Gimel says,
Nishma lachas me'arba b'chalkos.
No, the arba, getting the four types of bitur.
Yeah, but he doesn't have.
After the four types of bitur.
One second. Yeah. It's a case of the Sha'avar. He's talking about the Sha'avar L'Sha'asad. He's not talking about. He's not talking about Halacha Aleph. You think it's good? You're
saying. Saying
yeah, I don't think so. Arba Minei Shvuos. I think he's talking about the what he just says in Halacha Beis. Ein Shvuos Bitin Haheges El Dashash Shalasos and Bein La'avar Bein La'haba Ketzel L'Sha'avar Achalti Zarakti Osho Diber Ploni Ploni Osho Achalti Osho Zarakti Ketzel La'haba. He has two there. She'ochal she'ezrok, or she'lo ochal she'lo ezrok, harei l'shtayim l'sha'avar, l'shtayim l'haba. Nishba l'achas me'arba b'chol kaseilu v'hichlit kigot, she'ibra she'lo yochal v'yochal, she'yochal v'lo ochal, v'she'chalti v'lo ochal. It's very clear. I hear what you're saying, but dafka, it's the other way. It's true they're both four, but these are the four, you know, chilukim. The other are four shvuos. So on the contrary, if anything, aleph gimel, where the Rambam says that you violate Shvuas Sheker, or Tishvah Shvuas Sheker, sounds like only in Bitui, not in anything else. Now, Zinyana Chazaka, it sounds like that's all there is. So the Mishnah Melech, quoted also in the Minchas Chinuch, says you only violate Lo Sishvu Bishmila Sheker, either in a Nishba Al Piatzmo or Abe, which is the equivalent of a Piatzmo. But if you violate, he's talking about Shrus HaBikadon. Shrus HaBikadon Mipi Acherim, you only violate Lo Sishbu Bishmi La Shaker. I'm sorry, Lo Sishakar Ishba Miso, but not Lo Sishbu Bishmi La Shaker. That's the Mishnah. Oh. Then in the continuation, the Minchas Chinuch, I think quoting the Mishnah Melech also, suggests, no, maybe. So again, one more second. So the Mishnah Melech is breaking it down, even within Shrus HaBikadon, between Mipiacherim and Mipiatzmo. And the idea again would be that Mipiatzmo is Sheker, and Mipiacherim is not. Okay. I think that's possible, again, to argue with this. Maybe Mipiacherim, especially according to the Rambam, who says that, you know, Mipiacherim in Pikadon is the equivalent of Abe. But that's not true in Shvuas Ha'edus. Right? Zayin Aleph versus Tes Aleph. So maybe the Rambam, if he was going to make a distinction between Piacherim and Piatzmo, it wouldn't be in both Pikadon and Ha'edus, like the Mishnah Melech is suggesting. Maybe it would be Dafka in Ha'edus. Moreover, it's not so clear, you know, that the chiluk here is between Mipiacherim and Piatzmo, whether only in Eidos or also in Pikadon. Maybe the chiluk is between the Shavuos themselves. I'll explain that just one more second. Before that, though, let me just add, the Michas Chinuch has a Ha'ara, which he says that maybe the way to understand, he doesn't say this for the Rambam's discrepancy, but, you know, he's bothered by the language of the Sifra. So he says, maybe, because there is an Iser, specifically, of Lo Sishbu Bishmi La Shaker, regarding Shuas HaPikadon, beyond Lo Techachshu Ish, right? There's Lo Sishakru, Ish Babiso. So that Gufa dictates that there'll be Lo Sishbu Bishmi La Shaker. Okay, one second, let me just, here. Again, Ayin Prashas Drachin, Hikshal Sifra, Azor lo shamanu, Talmud lomer lo tishakru. Typically, do nishba la sheker v'azarasel lo tishbu b'shmi la sheker. His answer is that shuas mitu nechay v'azarazu eno chayu v'le b'nishu v'atzmo ona ame. Av shuas ha'pikadon af mushu v'piacher v'lo ona ame nechayiv af lo nishba klal imkein eno b'azar de nishba la sheker rak mishu v'azarazu. That's what the Mishnah Melech wrote. I'm just adding, if you read the Rambam in Zayin Aleph, you also realize that he's equating the Mipiacher of Mikado with Anias Abed. Okay, but that's the Mishnah Melech's chiluk between Acherim and Atzmo, even in Pikado. I'm suggesting it doesn't work so well in Bikkurim. But then he says, Achar ze kasav, the efshadach shav da tori gilsaz harazu, meaning lo tashakru, imkein gamkein over alo sishru bishmila shaker. Meaning, this is like, you know, one of the kind of things that we have been saying about, you know, like that model of Pochek and Mazik and again, with regard to Shuas Eidus, right, we were saying, maybe it wouldn't be Lo Samen Al Dabrei Echa if there wasn't first a Chiyuv of Avuhu Eid. In other words, sometimes, even if there are two different Dinim or two Mechaibim, one can result in redefining and therefore extending another. Right? If you have a Chiyuv Agada and you ignore it, so that's now kind of a Kuv Ma'aseh. So then that's also Lo Samen Al Dabrei Echa. Right? Udi Imei, I've been saying things like this, including, you know, the first few Shiurim this year. So basically, that's what the Mishnah Melech is suggesting as well. And I don't know if he says it, I have to look at the language of the Mishnah Melech, I have it in Derech Mitzvasecha, but maybe that would explain not only the language of the Sifra, like the Sifra, what bothered the Mishnah Melech, what do you mean, Azhar Midayim? Either way, there's an Azara, Lo Sishru Bishmila Shaker. Right? So what do you mean Azara Midayim? And then only at the end of the piece we're expanding? The answer is, the lumbus is, if it wasn't for Lo Sishru Bishmila Shaker, you wouldn't violate Lo Sishru Bishmila, I'm sorry, if it wasn't for Lo Sishakru Ishbabiso, you wouldn't violate Lo Sishru Bishmila Shaker. This is considered a chalos. Now, the Mishnah Lamelech means it, I think, in Mipiacherim. And it's easier to make this argument there. In other words, if it wasn't for the fact that that's considered Sheker Ishlamiso Mipiacherim, it wouldn't qualify as a Shvus Sheker either. But that's kind of an Akshave, but I don't mean an objective Akshave, I mean a very specific kind of an Akshave. Once you have that idea, by the way, it also may help you explain the seeming discrepancy in the Rambam, right? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah quotes that you're chayav both. And in Perek Aleph, he only has Shuas HaPikadot, Lo Tashakru. He doesn't have Lo Sishbu. Maybe that's because even if Lo Tashbu Bishmila Shakur applies, it only applies, right, because of the expansion of Lo Tashakru. Not sure. The Minchas Chinuch goes on to point out the discrepancy between the Yad HaChazaka and Sefer Mitzvos. I'm suggesting if you really hold that way, you might be able to solve it in that way. But either way, what they don't talk about so much is that in Shuas Eidus for the Rambam, there's nothing. There's no Lo Sishbu Bishmila Shaker, certainly no Lo Tashakru Ishba Miso. Lo Tashakru Ishba Miso is when, you know, he stole from you and he lies about it. I understand. That doesn't apply to Shuas Eidus. But Shuas Eidus should apply to Lo Sishbu Bishmila Shaker. What's that? Yeah, we'll get to that in a second also. So this is a maybe another example. Now again, is that only Mipiacherim? Presumably not. I mean, the Rambam doesn't say it by Mipiatzmo either. Is it that, oh, Mipiatzmo is a Bitui, so, you know, that automatically includes those Sishma Shmila Shaker. This is part of the difference between Mipiacherim and Mipiatzmo, Dafka and Shuasa Eidos. Maybe. Again, in Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam is not Mechalik. The Mishnah Melech was Mechalik. Sounds like the Rambam thinks it'd be kadon in Sefer Mitzvot that you violate both in all circumstances. But you violate neither, again, Lo Tashakru is not an issue. But it sounds like you don't violate Lo Tishbo in any circumstances in Eidos. So why should that be? But if the Rambam really holds that Mipiacherim works in Pikadon as a kind of an Amein, it really is about being Nishba. right? And maybe it gets expanded, or maybe the whole Shvuas HaPikadon is only a Chalos Shvuas Bitui because of Lotashakru. Maybe. Okay, but then at the end of the day, you have both. Shvuas HaEidus doesn't have Lotashakru, so that doesn't create a Losishbu, if you want to say it that way. But even without that, what you might say is that the Mechayiv, the Mipiacherim in Shvuas HaEidus, right, isn't ki'ilu anade. And the Rambam, of all people, is very sensitive to the difference between the piacherim and the piatzvo in Shvuas HaEidus. But maybe to when it comes to this, either it's obvious that the piatzvo has the din bitui, and that's the chiluk, or maybe it's even the piatzvo is kind of mid the piacherim nishba with the piatzvo. The smag, on the other hand, interestingly enough, goes the opposite way. Right? The smag says as though Sijmu Bishmila Shaker for Shua Sa'idus and not for Shua Sapikado. Nothing to do with Mipiatzma and Piacherim, presumably. But maybe the idea is, like I was saying, what the Rav said in the name of Rav Chaim and the Rambam, maybe Shua Sapikado, the Mechayim is really the Gezel. And Shua Sa'idus, because again, you know, he stole from him. That's obviously a more intense kosher mishpat in one respect, you know, violation than, you know, Yodei Eidus Lechaber of Eino Meid Lo. Right? So what you might say is that's kosher mishpat-esque, and it doesn't even count as Lo Sijmu Bishmi La Shaker. Right? But Shvuas HaEidus is. Or what I said before, which is yeah, that's for the smog. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay, so the smog would go the other way. Yeah.
So are you saying that it would be in the
what? Well, you violate the Huedo Royada. And you have to bring a korban if you do it on Yeshua. But it doesn't sound like there's a separate Azhara. Now again, for the smag, there are two explanations for the smag. One is Shvuas HaPikadon is more kosher mishpat, and Shvuas HaEidus is more shvuah oriented. Of course, the other way would be to say that Lo Tashakru Ish Bamiso is a more specialized azhara of Iser Sheker Mishvua, and therefore that takes care of Shvuas HaPikadon. You don't need both, especially if it's just more specialized. Whereas in Shvuas HaEidus, you know, there's a bitui happening, but the Shvuas HaEidus part is just totally Shvuas HaEidus. That would be the opposite way to say it. So I think there are two ways to explain the smag. What were you saying? I don't think there's an azhara, an additional azhara. Again, if according to the smag, there's also Shvuas HaShaker. According to the Rambam, either there is and it's implicit, you don't have to mention it because that's the bitui part. Maybe it's limited to Mipiatzmo, or it's an overlap. But not the Torah Shvuas HaEidus, or maybe there's nothing, because Shvuas HaEidus is Shvuas HaEidus, and it doesn't register as no chalos, almost like a Kamle Bedrava Mine eclipse. It doesn't have a din of Shvuas Sheker. I don't know, not sure. I'm just saying the evidence here is quite interesting. Okay. Yeah. What about Malkus?
Or to say that the Rambam doesn't have any concept of a bitui portion, I guess, of his Shvuas HaEidus. And at the end of the day, he acknowledges that in the case of Shvuas Mipiatzmo, it could be high for bitui when you're not high for Shvuas.
Yeah, I'll get that in a second. Perek Tes Halach Adal. Yeah. I think So, again, the short answer to that question is, number one, maybe it's limited to Mipiatzmo versus Mipiachei, right?
Yeah.
It sounds that way in the language. You have language of the Rambam, Tes Halach?
Yeah, I think it's Mipiatzmo.
What?
I think it's
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, five, but didn't trust Edus, but didn't trust Edus.
So what's he saying?
So you're saying that at times when they're not five for trust Edus, you're five for trust Edus, at least in the case of Mipiatzmo.
Right, so it's once again the Rambam distinguishing between Mipiatzmo and Mipiachet. Right? Correct?
Yeah.
But then he's addressing the larger question, and that is, why don't you get both? So why don't you get both?
That's from the Gemara, basically. You're not going to be chayv from both. You have to have chayv from drasha b'achas.
Right. So that's the sugya in chapei that we still have to look at more carefully. Is the idea that, you know, you have it already, so, you know, is it eclipsed? Is it already included? Right? Or is the idea that this is a chosha mishpat arrangement and not a hafla one? You know, the Rambam's putting in Hilchus, but again, the order of the Rambam, as we discussed, is, you know, Shav Bitui Pikadon Eidos. Okay. So we'll get back to that. Part of the question, I think, also is the question, well, just one second, it may also depend on the nature of the Ptur, even in the Piyatzma. What do I mean by that? Why are you part of Shuas Avis in those cases? Right. Even a technicality, then that's one thing. But if the reason for the Ptur is this some sort of, we'll discuss this, some sort of deficiency in the Mechayev of Shuas Eidos as an independent, then the fact that it reduces to a Shuas Bitui is not surprising.
Then why the difference between the Kiyas when we got here?
No, because you don't have typically, well, we'll get to it in a second, but you don't typically have Mipiacheir in Shua, in Shua's Bitui. In other words, is the Rambam saying that when you have Mipiatzmo, there's always Bitui, right? But there's a din that you don't get both, and therefore anytime, you know, there's no problem of both, right, you're gonna be Chayim. Because Bichlal, Shua's Eidos is Shua's Bitui. Or is the Rambam saying that Shuas Eidos and the Gzeres HaKasav, and the reason that you don't get both is because they're two different Mechaibim, and, you know, we don't look at them as overlapping or even coinciding. Right? Aye, so what does it mean that you, when you're not Chayav for one, you'll get the other? The answer is maybe only in situations where the Mechayiv of Shavuos Eidos isn't there, and therefore there's nothing to, you know, to eclipse. Do you understand? So that might be, we'll have to talk about that. That's how you assess Perek Tes Halacha Daled. But once again, the Rambam is certainly Mechalik between Mipiatzmo and Piacherim. Is that because there just is no Mipiacherim typically in Bitui, but we'll get back to that in a second? Or is it more than that? What about Malkus? So the Chinuch says that you're loke for Lo Seshakru. Right? No. Okay. Even though it's a lav, he says, even though it's a lav shei b'maisa, you're still, yeah, maybe that gets to the whole question of mumar, meimar, mekalas Hashem, nishba, right? That's a whole topic in its own, right? But he says, dinei mitzvah perakei shuas, or hagetz kol gatzol zman, over lav sheker, Nishba loke. Af bishay b'maisa, b'chomer ha-shua chivasa Torah, malchus. Okay. So, the Michas Chinuch, again, just jumps in here. Tzorchin gadol, dvar v'sosrim psak ha-rambam, perek zayin alach ha-ches, u'me shas t'shvuas ha-min zayin o-min aleph, ayin kesev mishna v'lach ha-mishna, get the Rambam writes, ha-nishba shuas ha-pikado b'meizid v'hisru, ayin aloke. Maybe ha-shamo, So once again, here he's suggesting, he's equating the chiyuv mishum bitui, where the Rambam seems to distinguish between piatzmo and piacherim, with the question of malchus. But the malchus we're talking about is midin Shvuas Apikado lo Teshakru. So it's not a good equation at all. I mean, there is no Mipiacherim, presumably, typically, in Shvuas Bitui. Right? But that isn't necessarily the same as saying that they'll distinguish between Mipiatsu and Piacherim and lo Teshakru whether you're Loka. Again, this is the Minchas Chinuch L'Shitaso, that number one, even in Bikado, there's a fundamental difference. But it is a fundamental difference. That's the point. Meaning, Mipi Acherim, you know, that's not Nishba. You know, that's Mashbia. Even in Bikado. It would be much easier to make this distinction, in my opinion, in Shvuas Eidos than in Shvuas HaBikado. What about a Goy and a Katan? Can a goy and a katan impose a shvuas apikadon, right? Mipi acher. So that's another. Did I give you that one second too, or not? Kuf kaf tes. I could be. I didn't mention that. Did I? No. The other one I did. Reish chabav. I certainly did. Right. Okay. If I didn't, I apologize. Kuf kaf tes sif katan os rather above. So this is again another discussion of the Minhag Chinuch. Ora ni mesupak da afim dipsol ben kofer lecheresh shown to the katan bein shuas ha'edus ha'shuas ha'pikadon chayev im shaykh beila mushba mi pia to the haba nitzva b'chal mushba mi pia cher ki go to shbiu heim la nitzva v'hu kofer ichayavim kim delab b'nei shvua ninhu la'atzmam gam kein lohava b'nei shvua la'cherim. When the Rambam says afilu ishbiu goy v'katan v'ana amein, right? Does that go only on amein? And even that we know it isn't so simple. Avol heichad dechay b'mujim piacherim b'lo anias amein kagon kan u'shvua sa'edus eno chay b'mujim b'pikatan. Da shvua shalom b'atzma lo have a shvua klal achen avi b'mash b'acherim. Kainira. Right? So again, 2 points. A katan and an akum. Again, they have enough of a chalos shvua for the amein to work. Do they have enough for mashbia mipi acherim? Is there a difference between nishba, again, and hashba? And again, I'll say what I said before. According to the Rambam, that mipi acherim and pikadon is like amein, maybe it works. So the idea that you should be mechalik between Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas HaPikadon, once again, makes a great deal of sense. Then, with regard to Mipiatzme, is another suffix, and that is whether it's considered to be Befanav, and the Tzvi, or Shalom Befanav, is the topic about that Pikadon and Eidos. But okay, I'll leave that aside. Oh. Then the Minchas Chinuch says, this is what he does for a living, you know, and what about a mufla samach leish? Somebody, a katan uzigia le'onasam onasa nedarim. So he says, well, that's pashut the other way. It's pashut that since he has his own shua, he could be mashbia v'acherim in shua sabikadon and in shua sa'edus as well. But I don't think it's so pashut. Again, here I would say, if the idea in mipi acherim is just a hechatimtzi of creating a mipiatzmo, al yidei acherim. So then it really depends on that, whether there's a chalos shame, you know, onas hanadarim, and so on. But if it's a din of hashba'a and not of nishba, maybe that requires a tviya of a gadol. Right? Even if he has onas hanadarim, because it isn't a din of nishba, it's a din of mashbia. I don't think it's so simple at all. Okay, so I guess it looks like we're going to have to stop here. But so let me just mention one other thing quickly. Okay, so what we've done is we have tried to establish that according to the most, again, the mainstream view is that Bipiatma, Bipiacherim, Bebe Bikadom, Bebe Eidos, They work. Therefore, you can always plug it in to other things. However, there's also good reason to think, even though we paskin like the Chachamim, that there are chilukim between the piyatzo and piyachero, either in terms of compensation, or even more exciting, in terms of the mechayim. And as far as that is concerned, there's also good reason to be mechalek between shuas ha-pikanon. On the one hand, whether the piyachero is more like an amen, and shuas ha-edus. That's the second point. And then the third point is that some of these chilukim, instead of being between the piyatzmo and piyacherim in one or the other, are really chilukim that highlight the singular character of shuas ha'edus, and perhaps also, or maybe specifically, shuas ha'pikadon versus shuas bitui, and which go to the heart and core of the question, whether or not these two hybrids, namely Gezel Shvua Sheker, Kvishas Edus Shvua Sheker, Shvua Edus Shvua Pikadon, right, whether or not, you know, they really are Hilchos Shvuos Halachos, or they're more Chosha Mishpat Halachos, or whether to be chalik between Shvuos Edus and Shvuos Pikadon in either direction, right, regarding that issue. We see evidence across the board in all of these issues. Okay, so having said that, just one other ha'ara very quickly, because we have to go down, and that is mi piacherim bebitui. The assumption has been that, you know, shuas bitui is all about the shvua, and there's no mi piacherim about that at all. And that's pashtus, the words of the Mishnah, on chav tesum and beis. Right, and even when the Mishnah says that maybe there is, it sounds like there's a mipiacherim that would work in bitui, the Gemara ends up saying that that's a din of mipiats, that's a din of an amein, rather than a real mipiacherim. However, there is an interesting Rambam. Which Rambam, Josh?
Hey,
Dalit. Hey, Dalit. So what does Rambam say? Go ahead. Yeah, quickly. Yeah. So this is a sensational Rambam, which attracted a lot of commentary and discussion. It sounds like in a case where the Shvua has to do with something that the Majbia, let's say, controls, that even Shvua's Bitui applies Mipiachem. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam. So the Tur rejects this. The Tur says it's impossible. The language of the Torah is very interesting. He says, after all, Shua is an Isar Gabra, not an Isar Chef, so you can't impose. It's not like he thought even that it was, you know, the Shvua or the Hashba. He basically thought that, you know, the Rambam was saying that, you know, you can, you know, the equivalent of being, you know, Mudra Hanar, create, you know, the status of the Neder on your property to put it off limits to someone else, on the Shvua rather than on the Neder level. Yeah, I mean that's a big issue, but there are cases certainly where not the person who made the neder, but the person upon whom was imposed that he violates. Tur says that's only if there's an isur chafza. Shvu is not an isur chafza, therefore that can't be. I'm going to stop at one more minute. The Lecha Mishnah kind of denies the whole thing. Lecha Mishnah says that we're talking about a case. What we mean is that royu mechuyev shalom ligrom. Really, the person who violates Bal Yachel is the Majbia here, because it's his Shvua. Just that, you know, the moral or proper, you know, kind of like a Messiah Le'Avera or kind of Lefneiva or whatever it is that the person shouldn't do this, and therefore what he does, bad thing. Doesn't sound that way in Lecha Mishnah. The Radvaz says we're talking about Adias Abed. If it's really Adias Abed, A, what's the Chiddush of the Rambam? B, why is it Dafka Dabar Shu Bershu? So if a guy really accepts the... doesn't say it also, then it's Adias Abed. But the Kesef Mishnah... I would, by the way, add that maybe the Radvaz is Lashitaso, right? The Radvaz is of the opinion that Adias Abed isn't a pure Mipiatzmo, right? At least it's Mistapek with regard to Shuas Shav. So maybe he thinks at least it's Chiddush in that. In other words, whether you can have a, when you have a Adias Abed, okay. It's a kind of Mipiacher. It's a little bit of a Lashitaso there. But the Kesef Mishnah, and certainly Reb Chaim in the stencils, says the Kiddushei Agrach, takes the position that this Rambam is a kind of bitui mipi acherim. And basically his argument is that it's not true that Shvo's bitui, you know, doesn't have mipi acherim, just that the chalos of a Shvo mipi acherim is hard to imagine in bitui. And I think what he means is, because you have to be a bailim to impose it on the other party. And typically, you know, what does your world of, you know, his chayvus agavra have to do with him? But if it's your reshus and you can impose it upon him, then in a chanami, there's a din of mashbia, even a bitui. So, according to Reb Chaim, right, again, I would say, if you're going to say that, so it's not so difficult, so different from the Rambam's Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph in Shuas HaBikadon, although it's a chiddush that applies even to bitui. And maybe it's only going to imply, in other words, what you have in Zion Aleph in any Mipi Acherim, right, based on the Tviya, the fact that it's a Din Gezel, you have in Bitui, with respect to imposing rights that you have in your own Rishos. But is that the same as the Mipi Acherim of Shuas Eidos?
Right.
There I would say... probably not. But this is what Reb Chaim says, and it's a very interesting discussion. Right. It brings us, you know, again to the overlap question of Pikadon and Eidos. Is there Bechlal, Eidos and Pikadon, Bitu? Rabbam Teret, Perek Tes Halachadav. So we're going to stop here. We'll pick up with this after Yom Tov, and then back to straight. Everybody should have a box.